to Israel now, where there continues to be some strong reaction to the decision by Ireland, Spain and Norway to recognise the state of Palestine. Yesterday, the three coalition leaders announced there will be a formal recognition on May the 28th here. A video posted on Twitter today by the Israeli Foreign Minister, Israel Katz, suggests that Hamas will be thanking Ireland for the gesture. Dan Williams is Reuters correspondent in Jerusalem. Dan, thanks for taking our call again today. Can you tell us more about how the move to recognise the state of Palestine by Ireland is being received there?
In fact, it's being received at these very minutes. The ambassador of Ireland, with counterparts from Norway and Spain, at these very moments are sitting in the foreign ministry in a conference room with a large screen television, watching a video that was released yesterday by the Israelis, a previously unpublished video showing the capture of five young female army conscripts on October 7th as part of the Hamas attack on that morning on southern Israel, which triggered the ongoing war in the Gaza Strip. They are watching this film. This is part of a reprimand that was announced yesterday. They were summoned to the foreign ministry, and Israeli press are on hand to watch this. In effect, it's a public scolding, perhaps a public education, a bid by Israel to drive home to these representatives of the three countries, including Ireland, the degree of pique, of offense among Israelis at what they see as a reward for terrorism in this planned recognition of Palestinian statehood in the coming days.
Scolding aside, Israel has said there will be consequences for Ireland, for Spain and for Norway as a result of their announcements yesterday. What will they be?
I really don't know. I'm not sure Israel has many options here. There was some talk on Israeli media yesterday that the ambassadors themselves might be excluded from certain briefings, certain diplomatic gatherings, events. But we've been told that is not in the offing. Israel has yet to decide. I'm not sure Israel has an abundance of foreign friends. There, it's experiencing a degree of international isolation that has been deepening in recent months. And I'm not sure it would be in a rush necessarily to end its ties with these three significant countries. There may be a potential downgrading, for example. It's worth recalling that Israel recalled its ambassadors from the three countries for what it said would be consultations. It may not be in a rush to return them. I'm not sure there are many options beyond that.
Dan Williams in Jerusalem, thank you. More on the news at one after this break.